first 2 weeks we spoke about Dinyan of Lima Atayra. Last week I didn't say, I spoke for a few minutes after Slichas. And I wanted to speak about the Indian of the of a person realizing that there's Ruchnius, that Ruchnius is a reality, call it the Ruchniustic reality, that as real as the table is, Ruchnius is as real. And I want to speak about the Indian of Mila. The Kivager says that in Tshuva, he says that Mila opens up the lathe to understand Torah and to understand the Ruchniustic Metzius. That's what Mila does. So I want to discuss what is Bris Mila and what is it about Mila that opens up the lathe to understand it's a Ruchniustic reality. The Indian of in a world that's very chasar kedusha and very chasar ruchnius, that feels that the only thing to pursue is body, is gashmius. So it's hard for them to comprehend. We spoke in the past about the Indian of kedusha. There's something called helikite. There's something called ruchnius. Something called neshama. The Indian of kedusha, Rashi and Chumash, is kedushim to you. What's the aschol of kedusha? Prushim and arayis. If we would picture Kedusha, holiness, we would say Chashuva Maisim, going around the world doing chesed, going around the world giving teichacha, giving musar, going around the world being Mekadashem Shemayim. Rashi says in Chumash, Kedushim to you, the Aschal of Kedusha's Purushim and Arayas, controls. The Aschal of Kedusha's to be Mayid and Guf. That's what Rashi's saying. The Aschal and Kedusha is the chap that we're neshama, we're not just the body. We're more neshama than body. That's the aschal of kedusha. Every day we start out in order to be holy people. Lekai neshama shenasata b'tahira. I'm neshama. The neshama that you gave me. Certainly you combined it with the guf. Tahira he. To be yair that we're neshamas. The aschal of all kedusha is precious min arayis. Is kedushim to you of prusha min arayis. The aschal of all kedusha is vivait the person chaps and not fully body. As much as they limit the body, as much as they hold back the body and don't allow the body to be nenef malazeh, in that amount, according to that amount, that's there's room for kedusha to be chal, for ruchnis to be chal. As much as the person feels their body, they're all body, then there's no kedushim to you. Prushim and arayis means don't be over serva, don't be over arayis. You're holding back, you're restraining your body. Why are you restraining your body? Because there's something more precious than body. Rev Hirsch learns that the Isser, there's an Isser when we shave, not to shave with a razor. So Rev Hirsch and Chayim says, what's the pshat? There's an Isser not to shave with a razor. So he says the Rabbi Shalom wants to know in caring for the body, to know that we're not just body. So when the person is caring for their body, there's halachas, how to care for your body. So the person, why am I holding back? Because it's not all out body. It's not the way the goyim think. It's not body, 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 all about the body. There is something else, and it's a mitzvah, take care of your body. Shmar tamoid, take care of your body. But in taking care of your body, there are restraints. The restraints show us there's something more than body. There exists something more. It's good. The body is only a timsa for something deeper, something more. That's the restraints. The word mila means mol, opposite. The word mila means to cut opposite. The Kuna said kare is to cut. It's called mila. It's to cut opposite, to restrain. That's the word mila means. Mol, to cut against, limits. That's what mila means. The nekuda arla, we cut, what do we cut? The arla. The arla, the corner of the Arab is called the arla. The arla, the word arla of Hirsch says, comes from the word raal, drunkenness. V'yein raal masachti, drunkard wine. Arla means uncontrolled gashmius. It's bedafka at the makam of the arla. It's at the makam of uncontrolled gashmius. Running wild, wildkite. Body controls, body's in charge, uncontrolled. Raal, drunkenness. Extreme. We live in an age of addictions to gamble, to all grab on to gashmius, uncontrolled raal, uncontrolled gashmius. And the nekuda of mila is we limit the gashmius. There's kedusha. We're not just guf. We're neshama. We're ruchnistic people. So we cut the arla. We limit. It's the same inyan. It's the exact same inyan. The Menorah Samar explains that the first 3 years of a fruit, it's called arla. the first 3 years of the fruit. Because the first 3 years of fruit, the pshat also, it's gashmias, I just want to grab. I just want to have. Gashmias, gishmak. Just want to have. 3 years, don't touch. Restraints, kedusha, hold back. We're not just body. It's not uncontrolled. It's not just chap, 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 gashmias. We're neshama, there's kedusha. There's helikite, there's something beyond just, we're not just physical bodies. We have a body, we should take care of the body, have pleasures, but controlled. Because there's something beyond the body. There's something that's supposed to control the body. There's something the body is supposed to be used for. So it's an eved, it's not a master. It's an eved, not an adon. The eved doesn't run the show. If you allow the eved, mifanek minoyer avodav, if from youth you allow the eved to just reign supreme, mifanek means make him finicky, just to allow him to go where he wants. The end will be your master. He controls us, the Gashmias. If we allow him to just go wild, we allow the Eved to do whatever it wants, in the end the Eved is the boss. So we limit the Eved. We say, you're an Eved. Remember, you're an Eved. You're a Gashmi, you're physical. That's the Indian of Bris Mila. The Indian of Mila. It's Hashem said to Avram Avinu, be mal and you'll be complete. I'm losing, I'm not gaining. But after by Mila you'll be complete. Because without Mila, uncontrolled Gashmias, you're so chasar. You're so missing, you're missing Neshama. You're missing Ruach, you're missing your Ruchnias. You're so rizik chasar out of Mila. Without understanding Mila, you're such a limited person. All you are is a body, you know, you're missing most of you. You don't have a shaykhus to most of you. You're not in touch with most of you. You know so little of you. You know your body, the Seder. You know the Frankfurter. You don't know the Neshama, the Ruach. You don't know the Ruchnias about you. You don't have a Shaykhus in the main part of you. So you're Chasar. When there's Bris Milu, when the Pshat is there, controls on the Guf, is the Pirush that if I stay, there's something that's supposed to control the Guf. There's a dominating partner here. There's a stronger partner, a more Chashim partner, there's Neshama. So it's Tamim, a wholesome person. He cut back on his Gashmias. He held it in. He did not uncontrolled. The Dafket, the Makum Erva, the Makum Arayas. He has controls in Arayas. He's the Dafket cuts his mul opposite at that spot of Erva. Because he has controls in Arayas. His Gashmias, his body doesn't just run whatever it wants, wherever it wants. Doesn't look at what it wants. Doesn't go where it wants. Mila, he cuts mul opposite. Restraints, limitations. The Gashmias, his body is not in charge. It's an Eved, a wonderful Eved, a good working Eved. An Eved that'll take good care of, and he should take good care of, but with controls. That's Mila, that's Mul. That's the Arla that he cuts off. The Raal, the uncontrolled Gash that he cuts off. That's the Peiris Arla, the first 3 years of a fruit. That he's not Nene. That he says, it's not just uncontrolled, grab, grab. Arla, hold back. Hold back from that uncontrolled Gashmias. So Vishmak, the tree just produced fruits. I want it. Quick, grab. Just produce. It's first with Arla. That's uncontrolled Gashmias. It has to be controlled. It's not just... It has to be controlled. And that's wholesome. That's Tamim. That's Tamim. You now have a Shaykhus to your whole self. You now have a Shaykhus not just to your physical side. You know the physical side of somebody. You don't know the person. It's the physical, that's the Frankfurter, you're missing most of the person. After there's such a concept of Mila, there's a second thing. There's a second part of Mila. Evigris Mila, Malvale, Paras Layotza, is Priya. After this Mila, there's self-control. There's a holding back of the Gashmias, you have Priya. First the male cuts, then he pulls back the skins to reveal that Torah. So that Torah can break can shine forth. Is the Pirush that after this Mila, the self-controls, then the person shines forth. Then you have a Kadosh V'Tara, then there's Kadosh V'Tara. Then you have an Atara, a crown, then there's royalty. If the person's cool like Guf, cool like body, nothing ever shines forth. Cannot, no positive can come out. He's a Frankfurter. He's a Ferd. He's a horse in the street. He's Stama Kulay Gashmi. But if he holds back, it's an Eved. He holds back the restraints of Neshama. When there's Neshama working with the Guf, there's a Mila. There's Neshama with the Guf. The Guf's held back by what? By Neshama. Because of Neshama, because he knows he's Neshama. That combination is Gairam Apriya, is Gairam a crown to shine forth. That combination is Gairam, a tremendous Kedusha, a rush of positive energy. That's why Avram Avinu was commanded only on Moisa says. Avram only had the mitzvah, Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach, besides Mila. The Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach, all Moisa says, except one, except Dinim. Dinim is to enforce the other six, according to many, with a set of courts. Let's assume certainly it's to enforce the other six. So it's six negative commandments, and one command to enforce the other six. So they're all involved around negatives. Because first, the world had to perfect restraints. There are things you can't do. The body is not raw, it can't run wild. Once there are restraints, the things I could do and can't do, in a world of restraints, then afterwards it's Priya Har Sinai, when we got positive mitzvahs. Then a burst of energy can come forward of positive things. L'saki noyil m'malcho shakai, to accomplish, to do. A person's, the chaznish is madgish, this point, a person sits down to learn Torah. A person sits down, he wants to learn Torah. So, of course, the body jumps, he wants to run here, run there, run everywhere. The body wants to exert itself. That's a form of mila, Rabbi said. That's a form of mila to the person that's the arlas halev, that just wants to run wild. The body wants to move and go and do, and the neshama is sitting and learning Torah. And that is a form of mila. Chaznish doesn't call it mila, he calls it a form of the neshama asserting itself, that it controls, the body's not in charge. When the person forces himself that hour, 2 hours straight, three, four, when the person forces himself not to run around, the person, that's a form of mila. That's a form of the neshama asserting itself over the guf. The inyanim we spoke till now sound, they're the truth, it's the truth, but it sounds very lofty, it's a mila cutting mole. I think to us, as American B'nai Torah, I think this hits the essence of our battle. This hits the essence of our battle. I'm talking to myself here tonight. I'm trying to think about the inyanim mila, to come into Bris Mila, to do the mitzvah of Bris Mila, to think about the inyanim behind Bris Mila. And I think it talks to me, and I would suspect it talks to the Olam. We're not on Dargis. We're not Velt Prushim, that we're not eating for weeks, that's not our Madrega right now. And we're not talking about Riziga Dargis of Precious of... We should have Olam Hazeh, appreciate the Rabbanu Shalom for Olam Hazeh. But this Nekuda, to knock into ourselves that we're Neshamas, Rabbi say. That at least a lekayah is shomash and asati b'tayra. That we have a neshama. That we're people of ruchnias. That we're not all gashmias. That we're not shakua and gashmias. We live in an environment that's sucked into gashmias and it affects us. That shakua, seeped, saturated in gashmias. That's kulay gashmi, gashmi. That's what their movies, their books, their everything gashmi. Their whole movies announce you're kulay guf. Their movies don't say anything. Again, my Webster Dictionary. Their movies are one long, it's a 2 hour movie. It's 2 hours straight. Your body, your body, your body. That's all the preachers are showing. That's all the announcement of the street. Your body. You're a body. A sorry existence. Your body. You're limited. You don't have nitzchias. And we know, the Olam knows, I love the words of davening. It's to me the most energizing part of davening. Chayei Olam natav sechenu. We're not just body. We're not bodies sitting in this room, a bunch of bodies. We're neshamas. L'kai neshamas shenasata, we're people of ruchnias. We have a tifa ruchnias that craves ruchnias, that craves kiras Hashem li'tayv. And to start working on ourselves, to realize we're neshama also, not to deprive the body, not to slam, take good care of the body. We're a shutvis, we're body also. Kind of neshama shenasat the bee. So I says bee is also body. We're body with neshama. We're body with neshama. We're also neshama. to allow the Neshamin, Rabbi say, to get to know the other half of us, to allow it into our lives. We're not just body. We're not people, we sit around, we all do it, we handle this restaurant, that restaurant's the best. We're not just body. We're people of neshama, we're people of ruchniyistika people, heilige ruchniyistika people. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvayisa, kedusha, what? Kedusha. There's kedusha, there's a ruchniyist, there's a neshama, there's a pnimiyus. And to start to work on ourselves, not just stand to perform, we did a bris milah. Bris milah is a constant chiyuv, it's a constant mitzvah. To be shayimid oisa bris, to guard the bris milah shteik b'chazal. To guard the bris milah is a constant chiyuv. It says somebody who's maishik the arla, somebody who pulls over the arla, any point in his life is chayiv nisuch. So you could learn a very shallow juice, okay, it means a physical action that's never been done in history. You pull up, Mitzrayim, it says they did it, rather. But the saying is, there's a lesson to it. I did a milah, I'm yaitzazayim, potter, we all did milah when we were little, okay, when I have a child, I will do milah again. But that's not the pshat. If the Torah says somebody who's maishik is arlasai, if he pulls the milah back, he undoes the milah, his chayiv misah, the pshat that the milah is ongoing. He counts us to keep the milah. If he undoes the milah, he's chayiv misah. If he undoes the milah, it's death. And it's death bedavka. If he undoes the milah, the pshat. And if somebody doesn't do milah, it's kares. So with our small minds, sometimes we view it. If somebody doesn't do milah, he's cut off. He has no mitzchias. So we view it, okay, some punishment. It's tiefer than a punishment. One who doesn't do milas, the pshat, he doesn't chap his neshama. The guv is taka temporary. It's taka krisus. It's mechumela kares. He doesn't have shaykhas to his chai yoylam nata v'secheinu. He doesn't have shaykhas to eternity. He doesn't have shaykhas to nitzchias. To mela kares. He's been kares himself. He's cut himself off from mitzchias. He doesn't have a shaykhas. He never got entombed in his neshama. Tach kares. And somebody's maishik or lasay. Somebody doesn't ingrain himself. I'm neshama. I'm a person of ruchnius. We hear about Gdolei Olam by davening. There was a darga called the spashtus guf. That the person totally left physicality. You say, I'm a Chavetz Chaim, son, I heard such dargas. Spashtus guf. Like half months in the Maisa, I don't know the details of the Maisa. But it says about the Dargis of Ispashta Saguf. The Dargis that Gedolim used to come to by davening, they were no longer body. They were Kulei Neshama. Says Tata, a person should view himself as Neshama, Lufnei V'Kisei HaKavri by davening. So certainly these are Dargis above us, but Choshu with davening, close our eyes, we're looking at the Siddur, stomach better. But by davening chutz to picture ourselves neshama standing with Malchei Amlochim, Melch Malchei Amlochim, we're not just a physical being. When we say brachas, we say bracha abiyachas amitzah she kedushanu kedusha. To think about kedusha is not just another horse on the street. We have a neshama. If there's kedusha, there's a neshama. When we're sitting at a bris milah. We're at a bris milah, not to say there, bris milah, to tract a little bit, to think a little bit. The limiting of gashmi is not, we're not here just for gashmi. We certainly should take care of our bodies. And certainly we should enjoy the lamaze. If we thank the Rabbanu Shalom, you're serving the Nisham also. But to tract also, maybe it's a sensitive topic for us Americans. I speak, I feel sensitive about that. It's like scary for me. It's scary, I admit it, as I'm thinking about this topic, it's scary. Be'emes, we should tanis harikud. Instead of being scary, it should be molei simcha. It's only scary because of our experiences. That's why I think I'm scared. I'm scared. I grew up in the West world where you're told I'm just a Frankfurter. You and a Frankfurter, you're both a piece slab of meat. It's a small slab of meat, you're a bigger slab of meat. You're both slabs of meat. And you look at the other slab of meat and you say, wow, it's a nice slab of meat. That's all, that's the newspapers, the TV, you just see other slabs of meat. And look at the guf, the body. So when you think about neshama, you think about a wholesome, about tmimus, that it comes from mila, from limiting the guf. It's scary. Neshama. Don't overwhelm me like this. I'm a body, I want to, my body will learn, it'll do a mitzvah. You say, okay, my body can do it. It's not just the body doing mitzvahs. It's not just the body doing mitzvahs. I'm a neshama. I have a neshama. And it's kind of neshama shiras out to be tiri. And maybe when we're out of this room, that we can track a little, that we are neshama, that there's a bigger part of us, and we can relate to that bigger part and do for that bigger part of us. And keep careful not to hurt that bigger part of us. Don't let our body pick up things Rachman Litzlan, that hurt the more important part of us. Don't let our bodies view, gaze upon movies, whatever it's just that hurts the more important part of us. You're damaging the more important part of you. You're damaging it. The next morning, you want to turn to the Baruch Shalom and say again, Alkai, Mishama Shinasata Vitairi. You're hurting that Tahara. You're hurting that Kedusha. Let's tracht about this. It's late. I feel like just, without, maybe I shouldn't have been mocked with the Vitairi. I feel like talking about this all night. I certainly feel like trachting about it all night. It's something I've always said, it's Kedai to think about. Think about that when the Shema is, it's difficult. I'm talking, it's painful. But it's a happy Zach. It's painful from our past, because we're inundated hearing otherwise. I'll never forget it. Rav Uri Zohar, putting down his glasses. Rav Uri Zohar is Yidna Tzitzua, was a movie actor who became a Yidna Tzadik. He goes around making people from. He's a Yid, a tzaddik, learns tremendous hasmada. Wears tefillin all day. You're talking about a hail of a Yid. I remember talking to, right, Calvin's camp. He gave his speech. I was there. And it pierced my heart. He lowered his glasses. And he looked down. He said, he was trying to give over this idea. He was giving over this very idea. He was trying to give over to us this very idea. That when the Shema is, that there's ruchnias, that it's not just gash. And then... I remember him lowering the glasses, it was so painful. He said, this is so painful for American teenagers to hear. Obviously, I wasn't a teenager anymore. And I was thinking, not just teenagers. I don't know if he said Lashon teenager, but he was saying it's painful for American kids or Bachum to hear. And I was sitting there, but sorry. But that's only because of our experience, as I said. If we train ourselves to think like Yidden, to be real Yidden, we train ourselves, it's a rizig simcha, chai yaylam. It's a rizig simcha. When the Shema is, they're jipping us out, they're robbing us of nitzchias. They're limiting it. It's a slab of a frankfurter. They're limiting the human being. They're living so limited, so small. And this is a happy thought, the thought of Mila. The thought of Mila should bring tremendous simcha to a person's heart. The simcha of being whole, the simcha being of having shaykhas and nitzchias, the simcha being something special, not just being a hatur, but being something special. We talk, it should be zaychet to yin, a cognizant, and have full realization that when the shamais protect our neshamais, and the people talk, when the crown shines forth to do tremendous, beautiful maisim, that Yisrael Hashem b'chol haskoyim.